Hey, welcome to Scaredy Cast. Brian made salsa that gives him a boner.
This was paid content. Why are we? No, damn
hey,
it.
Listen.
What?
If they want to hear about the salsa that gives you a boner, where do they got to go?
Patreon.com/ScaredyCast.
We have a show on there called Monday Morning where we typically talk about, you know, death and things. But we've been talking about Brian's salsa that gives him boners. If you want to hear about it, that's where you got to go.
I made some salsa and something happened. And now I can't outlive this.
Something happened to his special purpose.
It's a... So, welcome to Scaredy Cast.
Oh, my shoulder hurts.
From what?
I don't know.
From trying to force himself to get a boner.
What? Calm down.
He's been smacking almost, the tables.
You almost blew a blood vessel.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hey, when you get to be my age.
What? Yeah, okay.
Imagine, though, this is a could be a billion-dollar idea.
What's that?
You can just package boner salsa.
Boner salsa?
Oh, yeah.
Brian's boner salsa.
Okay, so that way I'll just replace Viagra.
Mm. That's a lot more accessible.
Man, it is, and tasty.
Oh.
Because this salsa slaps. Let me just tell you, this is some good
You know
good
how,
shit.
Like, there's all these aphrodisiacs and stuff, supposedly? Yeah. Like chocolate and
chocolate-covered strawberries.
All that stuff, yeah.
Yeah,
this
guess
is gonna
what?
Be number one on the list.
B-Rise boner salsa. Hell yeah. Dude, I'm telling you. It was so, I couldn't even help myself. Oh, we're still talking
honestly,
about it.
Honestly, we've talked about it. We've recorded
it
so many things
It is pretty fascinating.
I don't know why all this stuff happens to me, all right? It just kind of, these are the cards I've been dealt.
Hey.
My cross the bat.
I'm going to try it.
Yeah, I'll bring some in for you guys. So, welcome to Scaredy Cast. What do we want to talk about first?
What do we got?
Well, we have a creep of the week.
Let's start with the creep of the week.
All right. So this story happens in Missouri, but of course it involves
a Florida man.
A Florida man.
Oh my God.
A Lancerot Florida man is involved. So this all happens because, well, I'm not going to get to that point yet.
Oh.
Florida man travels to visit his paraplegic friend who lives on and works a farm, I guess, even though he's a paraplegic. It doesn't really explain that part in the article. They come up with a scheme to make it look like this tractor chops off the feet of the paraplegic man.
Hmm.
But once police arrive, they're like, okay, well, there's the feet here. They're clearly chopped off of this man's body. But, like, he's all tourniquet. Like, you know, he's, like, tourniquets
on his
leg.
Yeah, he's all closed up.
It's, like, very clean. Doesn't look all mangled up. Like, you know. They're like, something's amiss here.
Yeah.
You know, they're actually like, huh, let me put my little policeman hat on.
Ooh.
Turns out that it was this whole scheme. They were trying to get insurance money. So literally his friend flew up to Florida just to assist his paraplegic friend.
In insurance fraud.
But you know what, though? That kind of speaks to a bigger creep of the week. Of insurance and the healthcare system
capitalism.
And all that. Yeah, that they even had to do that.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah.
So this,
don't even,
interesting. They're just trying to like get John Deere to be like, hey, your tractor ran over my foot.
They were trying to get insurance money. Yeah, like
that's ridiculous.
I'm working on.
Huh.
Working on
so did it work?
I would say no.
Why wouldn't he just run his feet over with the tractor?
That's a great thing, but
I'm assuming he doesn't have any feeling.
Well, that's probably why they did
it.
Well, maybe if he just kept his old ones in the freezer and then he threw them under there and get all shredded up, they might have believed it.
Well, because they didn't want to...
They could have staged this a bit better, I feel like.
Yeah.
Well, they probably didn't want to make it to where it might accidentally actually kill him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you get all shredded up by
just
a tractor, you know?
I mean, they could
have
just done
a
lawnmower.
So now he's paraplegic and in jail.
Well, he's in jail.
Insurance fraud.
He's in jail for that? Yeah.
Insurance fraud. You're trying to steal from an insurance company.
I guess so. The insurance company.
That is absolute fraud. Is definitely a crime. I mean, look at Martha Stewart. Even though she didn't really do time,
she
dodged. In like a Hilton. She had like 3 square meals and fucking designer couches in there. Mm. She didn't go to jail. She went to like house arrest.
Why are you talking about my girl Martha like that?
Yeah.
But anyways, so he hacked off his feet with a hatchet.
Whoa, here we go. We're back.
He acted his feet off with a hatchet. And then the quote that the police officer says is just that it was a poorly executed plan. I've never seen anything quite like it.
Wait, whose feet got chopped off?
The paraplegic man's.
He was Oh my God.
Anyways, hey, everybody.
Oh my God, I just.
Check out right here in front of Brian. We have this beautiful carved with light Ouija lockbox.
Take a look at this, too.
This is March's giveaway over on Patreon. If you
purple suede
sign up to one of the three paid tiers on Patreon, you are automatically entered to win this month's box.
And don't forget, it is a awesome lockbox. It does not open until you spell the word out with the planchette that is magnetized to the front of it, and it just fits on there beautifully.
That little holder there?
Dude, these things...
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry, just my phone. These things are so incredibly well made, and they're handmade, and they're just one of a kind and unique and so cool. Definitely check out Carve with Light if you guys want to get your own made, because he'll do custom ones too. So check out his Etsy. Any one of our patrons are available, or they're automatically entered to win this giveaway. And we do it every month. So if you don't win this month, maybe boost up your subscription on Patreon, and you'll get a few extra little tickets in there. And we'll pull your name out.
What's the next story we got, Kelsey?
Oh, put her on the spot again.
You want to do the UFO news?
Oh, it's great not that idea. Exciting.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's do it.
UFO news.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you guys were like, you weren't listening to me in the car, and it's because I'm the only one that read any articles.
Why should you get?
My own article.
Why does she always gotta bring up old shit?
It's in the past.
I had my own.
We'll talk about it.
Thank you.
All right. So according to recent news, this just came out a little bit before Valentine's Day of this year.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Thanks.
So this comes from the 60s. Apparently there is footage that has never, still people have not seen it, but supposedly it exists, of a UFO-like object that basically lasered down and incapacitated a missile midair.
Like it took it down?
Yes.
Where was the missile fired from? Whose missile?
Wow. In the 60s, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting.
So let's see. It's U.S. Air Force officer, Lieutenant Bob Jacobs, and Major Mansman, who are part of the team that had been tasked with recording missile test launches using special equipment. So wherever they were testing this, it doesn't really say exactly.
Damn.
The video, which has not been released to the public, allegedly shows a saucer-shaped craft circling what is believed to be an unarmed dummy missile after it had detached itself from a booster. Then some sort of laser beam comes at the missile and disables it.
Damn.
So the UFO is just like, nope.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Not in my house.
Yeah, no missile.
Just got swatted down like Shaq defending. Give me an NBA player. Who would Shaq block? Who would Shaq like stuff?
You could shoot.
What's the curly
Mike
hair?
Bibby.
Yeah.
Sure.
So is he short?
Yeah, he's like a...
All right, so it's like Shaq stuffing Mike Bibby, and he's like, get this shit out of here, bitch. But the basketball's the rocket, and Shaq is the UFO.
Damn.
Now, because that story was so hard to understand, now it makes sense,
Now everybody understands it.
Yeah, everybody knows what that is.
Absolutely. Okay, so after these two men had viewed the tape, two plainclothes CIA agents reportedly attended the scene, confiscated the footage, and swore both of the men to absolute secrecy.
That's what happens.
The footage remained lost to history until relatively recently, when details of its existence were unearthed by author Robert Hastings, who had been investigating the phenomenon. But of course, because the footage is nowhere to be found, none of this can actually really be corroborated.
Yeah, right.
It's all hearsay,
right.
We'll just like a lot of alien.
But you know what? I'm proud of you for saying plainclothes CIA agents without messing up.
Thank you.
That was really impressive.
Wow. Yeah.
It took me a second to like contemplate what you were saying. It was a lot. So, interesting. What side do you think aliens would be on if there was like World War?
Their side.
They would just, would they stop all nukes, or would they be like, they let one by Russia pass and then like, oh, we'll let China have
one? I think they would stop them all because they want to use us and this planet for harvesting. So alien. They don't want it to be ruined.
We're like Alien Ant Farm.
Yeah.
It's a great band. Everybody knows the cover. Come on. Give me like movies or something. You know, give me another single by them.
Don't worry about another single with them.
I haven't heard that song in so long.
And just like the movies.
Oh my God. I'm going to add it to my Spotify playlist right now.
My dad bounced for them at a bar one time.
What? Stop.
Hell yeah.
Dude, that's what? Cool. Your dad bounced at an Alien Ant Farm show?
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Your dad's so cool.
He's all right. He's all right.
He's all right.
Runs in the family. Runs in the family.
He's all right.
But in 1964, that's like what? When a lot of shit was going down.
A lot of shit.
Yeah. John F. Kennedy, right? Or was he in 63? He passed away?
You're asking a couple stoners that only went to school to pick up chicks.
All I know about 1964 is it's a year before the Doors come around.
Yeah. My parents are like from 1964, so like I'm good on those chicks. You know what I'm saying?
5 years before Woodstock.
We blow the dust. Got to get the cobwebs off. You know what I'm saying?
Man. This is some canned heat.
Yeah. All right. Sorry. We'll be good.
Well, you guys asked a question of like, who would the aliens be side beyond?
Alien Ant Farm.
Definitely.
Yep.
But I was going to ask, is that like during like the Cold War? Remember when there was like all this stuff back and forth with Cuba and stuff?
I think that was in the 80s.
Or was that in the 70s or 80s?
God. This is not a history podcast because we're all dumb as hell. We just like spooky shit and being dumb. Sorry.
This isn't a history podcast.
Dude, history buffs are going to be pissed.
Well, it was like 20 years after World War II, so maybe they just see bombs and they're like,
We gotta be quiet. They're going to hear us.
But they're on our, we're saying what they said. So like we're on
the same. Yeah, we're just quoting their movie. Okay.
All right. What else we got?
Dang.
I'm just going to jump into my movies, all right?
You got movie time. Yeah, dude. Hit me with that movie.
I watched two movies. Oh boy.
What? What happened? You okay?
These movies.
Oh.
One of them was called Dead Dudes in the House.
Okay. I'm like, you're looking at me like I'm supposed to know what that is. Kelsey's on her phone over there.
Y'all don't know Dead Dudes in the House? It's on Peacock.
I feel like you're not having a good bout of Peacock movies.
I'm not.
You're striking out, dude, for sure.
And I realized that halfway through Dead Dudes in the House.
God damn it. Strikes again. You know what, though? I will say, going back to the first one, we got that guy a lot of clout. I think a lot of people.
There was a lot of people that go, I need to go check out this movie.
His views just
shot. So hopefully we gave him a little boost. So now, Dead Dudes in the House, it's your turn. Dead Dudes in the House came out in 1989, though. Mm. It's about a guy. He gets a big, like, mansion-y kind of house. Pretty big house. It's like the size of the house in Home Alone.
Okay.
So it's a pretty big house.
Yeah, it's nice.
And it's like a fixer-upper. He gets it cheap. He's going to fix it up. Brings all of his friends with him. And they're all awful people. Like, he would not have these people as friends. So they're just immediately annoying. There's a old lady in this house. It's obviously somebody in some old lady makeup. Looks like when Johnny Knoxville dresses up as an old lady.
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
Basically looks like that.
It might have been Johnny Knoxville.
Let me rewind it real quick. Now, I at first thought this was like, oh, it's a directed video comedy. Dead dudes in the house. And it was going to be like stoner dudes with like a ghost in the house kind of thing. No, they took it seriously.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They took it seriously. and immediately the first thing that pops up, and it kind of set me up. It's a trauma movie.
A what?
Trauma.
Explain.
Oh, my God.
For the people that don't know, because I totally know. I don't know. What the hell's a trauma movie?
Trauma.
Oh my God, we're gonna get screamed at. The Kaufman
section. Clap it out.
Trauma is Lloyd Kaufman's horror movie company. He's
I know who Lloyd Kaufman is. Toxic, I didn't know he had.
Toxic Avengers, like.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, okay. It's like the big one.
I didn't recognize Trauma. Sorry. Oh,
dude, just people in comments. Hey,
just don't put it comments. Don't put this up there, please. Yeah, it's going. I don't want to. God damn it.
Anyways, dead dudes in the house about these people. They go in the house to fix it up. There's an old lady in there who's apparently a ghost or something. I don't know. And one by one, she starts killing these people in this house.
Why?
But every time she does, they become like an undead zombie-ish person, and they go after the other people in the house. Oh my God.
Why are people staying in this house?
I know. They can't get out.
Oh.
Yeah, the door's locked.
Ooh, it's like House on Haunted Hill.
I think I sent you guys a clip when I was recording.
Yeah, you did.
The guy tries to get out the window, and the window shuts on him and starts slamming on him until he gets cut in half. And then he later on is back as an undead dude, but he's like got his legs. He set the top half of his body on top of his legs, so he's walking around.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Not good.
I love that you go to Peacock, first of all, and then you look for horror, which is usually not great unless, and then you find ones that are like Bigfoot chasing tail or like dead dudes ripping bongs and dropping panties. And then you expect it to be a good movie.
I did not expect it to be a good movie. I expected it to be a stupid, silly movie, but they took it serious. Like they took this, like, they were taking it serious. And I'm like, why are you guys taking this serious? At no point does anybody say, oh, dead dudes in the house. Like, I was waiting for that line. I was waiting for, like, oh, man, there's a lot of dead dudes in the house. Like, nothing like that.
I'm just picturing Bill and Ted in, like, an episode of Scooby-Doo.
That's what I was expecting, too.
How
instead, I got a bunch of assholes in the house.
How do you have, like, a title and it says dudes in the title, and it's you're supposed to take that movie seriously?
Seriously, yeah.
I was pretty let down.
Yeah. I'm on your side with this one.
Next movie.
Wait, what would you rate it?
Just don't. Not
just,
even.
Nah. Just don't out of.
It. Yeah, just don't out of who gives a shit. All right? Because it was just not good. Wasn't even fun bad. Like, it was just. No. The next movie, I didn't watch it, but I've seen it.
Oh.
And Kelsey brought it up to me.
What do you mean seen it? Like seen it?
It
like,
is the Fred Durst directed Fanatic.
Oh, yeah.
Starring John Travolta.
This picture.
In a movie based on an incident that happened with Fred Durst and a stalker. Stars Devin Sawa. Shout out. Devin Sawa, shout out. Y'all know Devin Sawa. Mm-hmm. Final Destination. Casper.
I can't get over John Travolta as an autistic person.
Oh my gosh. John Travolta, the first thing he says this movie is he has to poop. It's like, yeah, dude, that set you up right there. But basically, John Travolta is a guy. He's obsessed with Devin Sawa's character. Devin Sawa's character is like a movie star, big time movie star.
Mm-hmm.
And John Travolta is obsessed with him, follows him around. Ends up in his yard, accidentally kills his maid.
Like Saltburn? Is this like a Saltburn-esque
thing? No, it is definitely not like that. It is so not like that. There's a part in the movie. Now, when I said this is a Fred Durst directed, yeah, that Fred Durst.
What the fuck, sir?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know how to count.
There's a part in the movie where Devin Sawa is driving the car and he's got his kid in the car and he's like, hey, you like Limp Bizkit?
Stop.
Quit for a Durst.
He's like, yeah.
Your name is Fred. Like, shut up.
Dude, put on Limp Bizkit. Hey.
You're like a dork.
It's
probably the best part. I love Limp Bizkit. Yeah, it's probably like the best part of the movie. No, it's not. It's not a good part.
And John Travolta eventually gets into the house and
does he finally take his poop?
Fucks around in the house. I'm sure he took a poop. him and Devin Sawa get into a confrontation finally. I don't want to spoil the movie.
Spoil it. I think.
Yeah, when did this come out?
I want to say it was like at least 5 or 6 years ago. probably. Yeah. Does it end like how you would think it would end either?
Okay.
I guess I'll spoil it. Yeah, like, basically Devon Sawa ends up torturing John Travolta.
This is based on a true story?
Like, opposite?
Fred Durst, who's in your basement?
Like, yeah, like, John Travolta breaks into his house and ties him up, and he tricks him into letting him get untied. But then, like, he, like, blows his fingers off with a shotgun. And you would think, like, oh, now he's going to, like, go run and call the cops. No, like, he starts stabbing him and just stabs him in the eye.
Mm.
And then just kicks him out of his house.
Oh, he's fine. He walks away.
John Travolta?
With an eye missing and
his, no and more his fingers. Fingers on one hand gone. Eyes been stabbed. He just gets kicked out of the house. And then Devon Sawa gets blamed for the murder of the maid.
Oh, God. You seriously, you need to find some better movies.
Listen. This is a movie directed by Fred Durst, starring John Travolta as a stalker.
Yeah, you're right.
You think nobody would say no to this.
You're right.
Who's going to say no to this?
Well, apparently a lot of people did, because guess how much it grossed at 52 movies across the country, or 52 movie theaters across the country.
Do we know what the budget was for this film? Because John Travolta, I'm sure, is not very cheap.
Yeah. It only played at 52 theaters?
Well, because they probably didn't want to.
I mean, that's not very fair.
Well, okay, yeah, but then guess, you can't
guess how much it made.
How much did it make?
$3,000.
That's a lot of money.
For us.
For 52 movie theaters?
What? That's like one seat. You know how many showings probably had?
Oh, God.
The highest theater, like, revenue was $736. That is not, it doesn't say how much it costs to make this movie.
Do you have a movie with John Travolta in the theaters?
What's your guys' favorite John Travolta movie? And you can't say Look Who's Talking.
Grease.
Okay.
Pulp Fiction, probably.
Oh, damn it. Oh, no, duh. Oh, I'm so stupid. I'm so dumb. The Punisher, 2004.
Jesus.
I love The Punisher.
Okay.
What do you mean? Whoa. No. You don't get to just dismiss me like that. What's wrong with the 2004 Punisher movie?
That's not even his movie. He's barely in that movie.
He's the main antagonist. What are you talking about? He's in the entire.
Boy. I mean.
What?
Face Off is sitting right there. Broken Arrow. Bro, did you ever see Broken Arrow?
What's that? Taking of Pelham 1-2-3? Ooh, okay.
No.
Saturday Night Fever.
Oh!
Nah, dude. The Punisher, that's the best movie.
Hey. It's your best movie. Same. Broken Arrow.
What about you?
Broken Arrow.
Are we talking about...
John Travolta?
John Travolta.
You mean Pulp Fiction, like I said?
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find how much it costs to make this movie. I think they really...
They probably buried
I think they really scrubbed that information off of... Because you're right. John Travolta, I can't imagine him doing any movie for less than 10 mil.
Oh, my God. It would take millions.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
Well, this was like late 2010s.
Still.
It was 2019 that it was made.
No one's really... Sorry, I love John Travolta, but... Nobody's really been knocking on the John Travolta door.
Except for him dressed as Santa doing the Saturday Night Fever.
I like that.
Super Bowl
making
commercial
a thing. Little over $3,000 in 52 theaters is just like a little over sucks. $30 a show. That's insane. That's like two movie tickets. And who knows how many.
Maybe
we could make more money. Like, honestly, if we really, really tried. Like, I think we really could make a movie and, like, get more than $3,000.
If we do, I want to make a t-shirt that says our movie's bigger than Fred Durst.
$18 million.
What studio lost all that money?
I don't know, man.
$18 million to make $3,000. How is insane. Fred still alive? People would have hunted him down to get their money back.
He probably had to pay them back with his own personal money, or like.
Well, now I think they're still touring.
His wages are garnished. Yeah, they had to start touring again to be able to make.
They're like,
money
get
back.
Your ass on the road. You got to pay us back, like, homeboy.
Who wants some trivia about the movie The Fanatic?
I love trivia.
Devon Sawa himself played an obsessed fan in Stan, the Eminem music video.
Oh, I think I remember that.
The movie is loosely based on a real event in Fred Durst's life in which a fan of Limp Bizkit stalked him. John Travolta's character, by the way, in this movie, his name is Moose.
Interesting.
Pretty cool name.
Yeah. Isn't Devin Sawa, is that the same guy from SLC Punk?
No. I don't think so.
The one that tried to get the job at the clothing store?
I haven't watched SLC Punk.
I wonder if it's the same guy. I'll know if I see the picture.
Devin Sawa.
Yeah, that's him from SLC Punk.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know he's in that movie.
He's the friend that was really cool that gets all the acid burned into his leg when he's running through the football field. I
remember him in Idle Hands and Final Destination, Casper.
Okay. Well, SLC Punk's one of the greatest movies ever.
I mean, it was really good when I saw it. Okay. I haven't watched it in a long time.
That's all right.
It's all right.
I still love you.
All right. That's good. We love each other.
Should I talk about movies that I watched?
Yeah.
Because both of them, yes, both of them were actually requested to us by people in the comments. The first one being Terrified. I can't remember if it's Terrified or The Terrified, but I'm pretty sure it's Terrified. I've seen both.
It's just Terrified.
It's got a really creepy, like, human, like, ghoul kind of thing that's, like, split in half on the it's pretty creepy. I guarantee if you're into horror and you've been scrolling through, you know, your different, like, streaming apps and stuff, you've seen this creature or whatever. It is made, I swear, if you guys have seen or if you've been watching Scaredy Cats for a while, we did a review on When Evil Lurks, which is a Spanish film. It's like almost could be like a sequel, I thought. Not because it's the exact same premise or anything, but because it was filmed very much in the same way. And also there's a scene where something bad, very bad, happens to a child. Now, both of these movies, and then we actually had somebody at our Orca screening run up and was talking to you about When Evil Lurks. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to her about it. I was like, oh, what are you guys talking about? And me and her were just like, oh, my God, we need more horror movies where bad things happen to kids.
Sorry, I'm an idiot. I watched another movie. And something happened to a kid in this movie. I just remembered. Sorry, but go. I'll talk about movie Lex.
Okay. So.
You sounded like something just entered your body.
Yeah. It was overtaken.
It's
the
caffeine.
Damn. So.
Or maybe it's the caffeine leaving your body.
I thought it was very compelling. The entire time, it's a lot like When Evil Lurks. It's just like this invisible enemy. And you remember in that movie, your things are happening and you don't know why. And people are just kind of laying down that like, yeah, the world's pretty shit. And you're just supposed to just kind of pick that up. Well, kind of in the same way, this movie, shit's going crazy in this town. Yeah. And you're like, oh my God, it starts with almost like this thing just stalking this one guy. And then it gets bigger and bigger. And it's like, whoa. Terrified, I thought, was really well made. It reminded me so much of When Evil Lurks, and they didn't shy away from hurting kids. Not that I want to hurt kids, but that never happens in horror movies, and I think we need more of it because it's shocking, and it goes there. And if y'all seen When Evil Lurks, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And usually kids are the most annoying part in these movies.
Well, if you remember, I don't want to spoil it in case anybody hasn't seen it. But if you are the person that is listening, and I hope you hear this, and well, you know who you are. We talked at the Orca screening about this. This is another suggestion I would say absolutely. If you liked When Evil Lurked, or even if you didn't, give this one a shot. Like I said, this was a comment made by somebody on, I don't remember which video it was. But either way, good shit. Another movie.
What would you rate that one?
7 out of 10. Easy. Seven. This one now is actually, someone said, oh, you guys should do a review on this. And I was like, perfect, because I love this movie. It's called Psycho Goreman.
Yes.
Now, some places call it PG, colon, Psycho Goreman.
Yeah.
Which actually led a bunch of people taking their kids to it because they thought it was PG.
Oh, people are so dumb.
They're so dumb.
People are so dumb.
I typed this into Google to see, and like the first three answers on Google were, can I take my child to PG Psycho Goreman?
Like, yeah.
And I was like, don't do that.
Psycho Goreman is like if Guar made a movie.
It's like Power Rangers. It's like campy 90s. It's perfect 90s, like Even Stevens, Malcolm in the Middle-esque.
Yeah.
It follows this kid, and I think it's like her older brother or something. She just bullies the shit out of him. She's just like a little shit kid. She gets this gem that basically can control this crazy like alien killer that literally wants to destroy all of humanity, watch them all burn and die. And because this little girl has this gem, he has to do everything that she tells him to. So she's a fucking menace. She's insane.
She's and like then, Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes almost. Like,
yeah. And then you have Psycho Goreman who can't say no. Yeah. And then of course they, you know, you're watching these kids who are just like these little shitheads. And then this like ultimate weapon alien and the fact that he just wants to kill the kids but he can't. Dude, it's hilarious. And it's not horror, but it's definitely got some gore in it. There's ridiculous one-liners. It's fucking hilarious.
My favorite is he gets like the magazines with like the
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it. It's the best part of the movie.
I got to.
No, it's so
spoiler alert.
Damn it.
He calls them his hunky boys.
Because he comes to Earth not knowing what the hell anything is. He's and like, he gets a hold of a penthouse, or not a penthouse. What's the men's like playgirl like or some shit?
Oh, okay.
Like and then so he's like, and he's like looking at all these like naked men and shit. And then what he actually calls them like hunky boys. Or
I forget
something.
How he ends up calling them hunky boys.
But at like, the end of the movie, there's this huge fight scene and like there's like an explosion or blood or something happens and it like ruins his magazine. And he just looks back and the camera goes and he goes, not my hunky boys. And it's just like, it's so funny. And this is the exact like example of a movie that takes itself seriously in the right way. Like they knew they were making a goofy movie and they just nailed it. And they weren't trying too hard.
What are some of the things that the kids make him do?
You're just gonna have to wait and see. I don't want to spoil it. Because
you can't say one single like an example of one single thing that
I guess like
we already spoiled Hunky Boys.
They're
so.
Like playing basketball or like is it basketball? They're playing something with like this one kid who's just always like he's like the kid. Like remember whenever you were like you had your group of friends?
Yeah.
And there was just that one kid who was just kind of annoying all the time.
They're always like, just like around, even though they're not like actually your friend.
So like they have this one and she makes him turn him into like a brain.
Oh yeah. It's
he's like around and he's just like, he's still hanging around but he's just a giant brain
and they've just accepted like, it now
like his parents have even like just accepted it too like,
dude I'm telling you the little girl that has this she's way worse than Psycho Goreman. That's what's like so funny is you think this like giant thing it's great. Just I'm telling you gotta watch it. I will give this an 8 out of 10. I think it is gory, funny, nostalgic, ridiculous, and I always bring it up, but just like Velocipaster, it knows what it's doing and it just leans into it perfectly.
And what'd you watch it on?
Oh, fuck. Shudder.
I think it's on Shudder, yeah.
Shudder? I want to say, was it a Shudder exclusive? Because it was only on there, I thought.
I think so.
Maybe Netflix. Either way, it's on Shudder. If you want, you can just borrow my password. I'll just give you all my login. I don't care.
Shudder. You didn't hear that.
I would never do that. Shudder.
I mean,
he would say, go buy your own.
I would say, you know what? I wish we could give you guys a discount. So Shudder, be like, partner with ScaredyCast and we'll sell Shudder for you because Shudder's awesome and we want you guys to have more subscriptions. But then we should also have like a
Or Screenbox can. Shudder or Screenbox. Who's gonna get to us first?
Ooh.
We're for sale. Which one of y'all want us?
ScaredyCast sells, but who's buying? ScaredyCast sells, but who's buying? That's bad. Sorry.
I watched a movie.
What'd you watch?
Proud of Me.
Wait, was it a scary movie?
Okay, well, it was on Shudder.
No. I don't care. Wait, what?
It was on Shudder.
I'm listening.
It's supposed to be like a neo-Western film, which I don't...
What does neo-Western... Okay.
I don't know what that means, but like when Matrix? I was looking like it up after I watched Western? It. Like, I guess present day, kind of.
Like Mad Max?
Mr. Anderson.
No, it wasn't like
The
Matrix.
The Matrix?
That's Neo. Neo. Cowboy. I'll just sit here in silence now. Go ahead, Kelsey.
It's called Dogs.
Dogs.
It's a Romanian film. The actual title, I'm probably going to butcher this, like the real title is Caina or something, however you say that. It originally debuted at Cannes Festival in 2016. Officially made its debut once, like, you know how like, when they go in festivals and they like kind of tweak things a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
In 2021, basically it starts, you're in the middle of nowhere in Romania. This guy drives up to what is supposed to be his his grandfather's land mm-hmm. that was been passed down to him because he passed away. And like some weird shit starts happening. And he's like basically there to be like, what the hell am I going to do this? It's in the middle of nowhere. He has land like as far as you can see. It's 550 hectares, which I don't know how much that is.
In, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
What the hell's a hectare?
Hector well, like Elizondo, that actor.
It's a lot of land. Like everywhere you look, and you can't like just walk to your neighbor's house. Like yeah. it is oh, okay. far.
All right.
So when you come up, there's this dog, oh. and her name is Polizia, which means police.
Police. She's a cop.
She's every night she's barking. She's barking, barking.
What kind of dog?
She's a German Shepherd.
That's what I have.
Very cute.
I love it.
But she like. Does, yeah, she's barking every she night. Mean. And so finally he goes out there and he's like, what the hell's wrong with this dog? And he sees headlights out on this land, like, you know, headlights of things. Okay. He's like, what the hell's going on? One of the police officers, that's kind of one of the main characters here, eventually he's like, don't sell this land. Don't ask how your grandpa, like, got this land. But I'm pretty sure you can guess of how it is. There were some crazy stuff that his grandpa was doing.
Okay.
So his grandpa was basically like a mobster in this area. And there are reasons that the people who are still, you know, that were like, you know, that were in this mob with the grandpa, they're like, you better not sell his fucking land.
Shit, there's some secrets buried there.
Yeah, you better not. Because guess what? When we have all this land and we don't have anyone to question us and the police are basically like, you know, in our pocket, we can do whatever we want.
Because he's a cop mm-hmm. and he's related to mobsters.
The cop was basically, no. So the grandson is like from the city, comes here, be like, what the hell am I going to do with this place? Trying to sell it. And then the cop is telling him like, oh, you probably shouldn't do that. Oh. And then the mobsters get involved.
Because the grandpa like, was part of it.
Yeah, because he was like the head of this.
I thought he was a cop. My bad.
No. To me, it wasn't quite... It was very beautifully shot.
Mm-hmm.
It was a gorgeous movie. To me, it was a little slow. Some people compared it to No Country for Old Men, but I wouldn't quite go that way because I think that was like a lot more moving and had a lot more parts. A lot of this parts was like very quiet and like not really a lot going on. But it was critically acclaimed when it originally was in Cannes. So if you're looking for something that is a little like, you know, it's a little slow, but beautifully shot and a little mystery behind it. Basically, I guess the premise is supposed to like show how at the base of us, like we're no better than animals. I didn't get that out of the movie, but.
Was it artsy or not really?
I would say it was artsy in the way that it was shot.
Okay.
But like so it was not like, in that yeah. that there's like symbolism or things. There is, I guess it's deeper of like if you have to like.
Dive yeah.
But it was on Shudder. Three Skulls on Shudder, so I guess I would. Yeah,
I laugh when Shudder exclusives just like don't have good skull ratings. I'm like, ooh, sorry.
I know there's a bunch I was trying to find on there that have like zero skulls, and I'm like, damn. I'm like, what the hell am I gonna watch? And I was like, dogs, okay, Romanian film, okay. It was all right. It was great, like great actors, great
dogs,
dogs.
You know, I unless anybody else has something to say, I think I want to close with a question.
I have a movie.
Well, Tony has another movie about kids.
I'll do it real quick, though.
Do it.
Also on Shudder, I watched The Angry Black Girl and Her Monster.
I always see that in the feature.
I almost watched that.
Dude.
Worth it?
So good.
Okay, done. I'll watch that next.
It's basically Frankenstein. It's a retelling of Frankenstein. This girl, she is basically Frankenstein. She believes that death is a disease. She can cure it. Her mom had died. And her older brother has died, and she finds her older brother dead. So she brings her older brother back to her laboratory that she has built inside of like an old, I don't know if it's like a warehouse or a school or something, but it's like closed down and stuff. So she has built this into her lab, and she has been stealing bodies.
Organs and shit.
You know, because she lives in not a very nice neighborhood. There's a lot of drug deals going down. There's a lot of people dying in this neighborhood, and she's trying to basically bring her brother back to life. And she does.
Is this modern day?
Yes. Much like Frankenstein. And then her brother's back to life. She realizes, you know, much like in Frankenstein, that this is not her brother. This is a monster.
Like Frankenweenie.
Much like Frankenweenie, sure. the monster... basically just goes crazy and starts killing people and cops and a child. That's why you reminded me. I was like, oh, should I watch the movie where a child died? Yeah.
How does she stop? Or
I mean, I don't want to tell you how she stops it.
I'm going to watch it, so yeah, I'll
very, if you like the story of Frankenstein and you want to see like a modern day retelling that's very interesting with like a little girl and her older brother, and there's like a nice family dynamic going on with her dad and stuff, and it's really good. Hmm. I give it a 9 out of 10.
Oh, it's a near perfect film.
I give it a solid.
Do you?
I don't think I've ever heard you say like a real movie like... Not a like Bigfoot.
Bigfoot Jaws the Revenge.
Like I don't think I've ever heard you have one that high.
Every once in a while, man. When it comes along, it's like, damn, that was a good movie. Yeah. It wasn't what I was expecting. I thought it was going to be she brings her brother back to life and she like uses her brother to go after people and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But no, she like brings him back to life and is like, oh shit, he's a monster. Like I messed up.
Yeah. Damn. That's cool. I like that. That was like that movie Golem that I mentioned to you guys about those the Jewish people that lived off the land, and then those like, was it like not Romanian, like Scandinavian, some shit? They come in and they're like, "My daughter's sick, and you need to ask your God to fix them. And if you don't, I'm gonna kill the whole village." And so this Jewish woman has to steal what's it called? It's not the Bible, but it's like all the ancient texts from the Jews only let the guys read and stuff like that. So when she's smuggling it, it's like this big taboo thing. And she uses this like crazy Jewish magic to bring this golem to life. That's like a weapon against these other people.
Yeah.
Dude, but then it starts going ape shit. It's crazy. Yeah. And then it's the same thing of like, oh, what have I done? I thought this was going to help, but you can't control it, you know?
Yeah, she like originally when her brother, she brings her brother back and she originally is like, trying to find who killed her brother and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But then immediately she's like realizes, oh, oops, like this isn't going to work.
Don't play God. Yeah. So I want to end on this note because we've talked about it. I mention it once in a while when it comes up. But like we have a lot of new followers now. We have a lot of new listeners, the most we've ever had. So now that we have a bigger audience, I have to ask you guys, and I sincerely want some feedback, or if you DM us on Instagram or reply to a TikTok, whatever. Skinamarink.
Oh no.
Is critically acclaimed.
Is it?
It is. Okay. A lot of people love it. It was supposed to be like the next Paranormal Activity where it just changed everything. And some people still talk about it like it is that. And then other people like to put people like me down for not liking it because I thought it was way too drawn out and slow. For people that loved the movie, what is it that you loved so much about this? Because at this point, it's almost a cult classic because there was so much like turmoil between people who loved it and people who hated it. And I just thought it was so boring and just it took way too long and nothing happened. And the only argument that I've seen for people that are like, oh, imagine not liking this movie because it isn't just have some big monster or something. And I'm like, that's not what it is for me. Yes, I do love those movies, but like some of the best movies ever have invisible enemies. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. So I'm asking for people that do or don't, I want your honest opinion. What did you think about Skinamarink? And if you haven't watched it, go watch it because it's supposed to be like one of the best horror movies ever. I just don't see it.
I haven't seen that movie yet, but from how you've described it and like little bits and pieces that like, you know, you see online and like what mm-hmm. people say, mm-hmm. do you think it's more because people are, you know, like perceiving something in their mind and waiting is like more of like an imagination type thing and they're yes. like waiting. It's like, so well, it's more like if you are that type of person that is like more anxious about things and waiting for something to happen, then it's a lot scarier to you.
Yeah. Or? And I get that. But, and I usually like, for example, I watched Horror in the High Desert alone at night. And by the end of that movie, I was like, okay, when are we going to get to the good shit? And by the end of that movie, I was freaked the fuck out. I loved it. It was so good, and I was like...
But the buildup didn't do anything for you.
It took too long, okay. but at the end, it made up for it, and I was like, holy shit, that was... And it seemed so real. I really liked that movie very, very much. But with this one, it's like, the argument I've seen is people say like, oh, it's like when you're a kid, and it's the fear of the dark, or the fear of what of the unknown. And I was like, yeah, but I don't want to have to try. It's kind of like, if you have to explain the joke, it's not funny. So it's like, if you have to explain to me what this movie is supposed to make me feel like... It's already too late. Does that make sense? I just didn't get it. It just didn't get, it didn't grab me. I was just like, God, can we do something? I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I want to hear everybody else's opinion. I know you two haven't seen it, right?
No. So
if you ever do, I would love, because I don't have anybody to talk to about it. So I just, anyways,
Brian's like, someone please talk to me.
Please talk. Someone, just please. Gotta get some friends.
Somebody please talk to me about it.
Yes, someone please just talk to me about scary movies. She doesn't even watch them. He only likes goofy ones.
Yeah, I only like if Bigfoot ain't out in the woods getting laid and drinking and partying, man, I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, if the title doesn't have the words cool, pool, or party in it, he doesn't want to watch it.
No, cool, pool, party, my kind of movie. Yeah. Skin him a what? Nope.
More like skin him a stink.
Yeah, get out of here.
Someone please fucking comment about this movie so Brian doesn't ever talk about it again.
Is there any party?
I need validation.
Where's the partying?
Where's the guacamole?
Yeah, where's the boner salsa?
The boner. God damn it. All right, everybody. We didn't do any recaps this week whatsoever. Not recaps. Sorry. We need to talk about the calendar. We have so many events, and we didn't even talk about this episode.
Hey, June 15th at the Ghostlight Theater. Make sure you're there, because we'll be there doing a live show with Nathan Basil. It's going to be a horror and improv.
It's going to be a whore?
Horror.
It's going to be horror and improv.
Horror?
Like, say rural.
Rural.
Yeah, you say rural, right?
Rural.
But some people say rule. Like it's like a rule, like a king rules. And I'm like, no, it's rural. They'd be like, oh, it's rural road. I'm like, no. Sorry.
Who says it like that?
We're also guests at Days of the Dead, Phoenix. So come on out to that. Get your tickets at daysofthedead.com and you get to come party with us and a whole bunch of other cool celebrities. Malcolm McDowell's going to be there.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wait, we are on the guest list with fucking, are you serious?
Yeah.
Jesus. We made it.
We might be sitting next to him, so be like your best favorite. Probably don't talk about boner salsa next to Malcolm McDowell.
Bring him a bottle.
I'll probably just throw up all over his suit.
Now you're talking.
Be like, nice to meet you.
Maybe we can give him the spokesman for Brian's Bride.
B-Rod's boner given salsa.
God damn it.
It's got to be another word for salsa with a B.
And if you want to get your own bottle, you can head to scaredycast.com. Thanks, guys.